Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Real, Raw, Relevant podcast, dedicated to helping you live a more authentic life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're going to talk about something very powerful. Let's talk about self-care. Self-care is one of the most important aspects of our daily lives. It's something that keeps us from dealing with mental stress or fatigue, being depressed or anxious. You have to have self-care. That's the greatest way to accomplish your goals and being more fulfilled in life. So what this podcast today, what we're going to do, you beautiful souls, we are going to unpack the different forms of how you can show yourself self-care. This range from physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, social, and financial. So it involves, as far as the physical, getting enough sleep, making sure you have the proper nutrition, diet. Are you eating the proper meals a day? That's all a part of your physical self-care. But mental self-care, it starts with paying attention to your moods, how you're feeling, how do you, feel throughout the day, and how do you respond to toxic messages that you may get, on your phone, text message at work, whatever that looks like that you're going through, and how you prepare yourself mentally, like your self-care, challenging yourself intellectually, and different things you can work on, like word game apps, reading, learning a new language. And also emotional. There is emotional self-care, and that comes from understanding your emotions, how you react to things, how you're understanding and processing things. Because sometimes we feel like we know everything, and sometimes you don't know anything. So emotional self-care, that's important too. I'll have to go with that. Now, spiritual is just connecting to a higher purpose. That's a form of self-care. And basically, it's not necessarily tied to religion. Most people always think spiritual is religion. It is religious, but it's also different forms of spirituality outside of religion. So it doesn't have to necessarily be tied to religion, but you want to make sure that you're cultivating yourself mentally. How are you doing spiritually? And also socially, even if you're introverted, even if you're not the social butterfly, it does involve spending time with people that you enjoy being around. Like, you don't want to be lonely 24/7. You want to interact and be social, and that helps with your mental self-care. And another form of self-care is financial self-care. If you have debt, is it going to be a ripple effect on other areas in your life? Like, how is that coming up? Like, you want to focus on budgeting, financial planning, and managing debt. And if you need any assistance with self-care and managing your budget and finances, my new book, Fab on a Budget, is available at Barnes & Noble's. If you need additional resources, that's a great resource to assist you with that level of self-care. Now, I want to also just take a deeper dive in some additional ways that you could practice and show yourself self-care daily. Now, in order to make sure that you're showing yourself the proper self-care, you want to measure, are you getting enough rest? What does your sleep look like? Typically, you want to get 8 hours of sleep a night. So that's important to just set some time as well, 20 minutes in the evening to wind down. And that can help you get ready for bed and be more relaxed and, have less time on that screens. We all know that some people, their daily, nightly routines is like, oh, I got my phone, I'm checking social media, or you got your laptop, whatever that looks like. Just give yourself 20 minutes to wind down and just relax and focus on something mindful before bed. So another thing to do to practice self-care is go for a walk in nature. Just explore your surroundings and walk around and become one in nature. That's always calming and calming and just like the reset button for me. As I mentioned, I love to be out in nature. And focus on what you're eating. Like, you can eat some things and they may not agree well with you throughout the day. So focus on that nutrition. That's so important. Take time to reflect and have time to your day. Also, listen to podcasts. I know you're like checking this podcast out. That's so good for you too. That's a part of like self-care as well. Just being able to engage. You can also try a word game or reading or learning a new subject. That's always beneficial. And meditation. Meditation is so good for being like relax, self-care. I love to meditate. And even if you can't get to like a yoga studio, you could actually practice like meditation by simply breathing, like a 30-second breathing reset. That makes a big difference. So something to explore more, meditation. That's a part of self-care, in journaling, and also connecting with the faith-based community. You know, you want to have those people around you with like-minded experiences and spirituality, and whatever that looks like for you, whatever your faith is. Also friendships, someone that can hold you accountable if you prefer that method. But just know that you're not alone. You always want to have someone, whether that's your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, a friend. You want to have someone that you could be accountable with. Having that faith-based community, that's so critical. And I love this. You know, you could just, whether that's going out with a friend, just having coffee in New York. I love cafes. I love coffee shops, and not just meeting a friend. Sometimes I'm meeting strangers in coffee shops. Like, we're just shooting the breeze. We have our laptops open and our lattes, like whatever that looks like for you. Just switch it up. There are so many things that you could do to just create that self-care. I love a good spa day. Like, you don't have to break the bank with spas. Like, you could get gift certificates, or you can also, hey, the holidays are coming, let them know, hey, I wouldn't mind a trip to the spa. I'm just kidding. You could also use Groupon to save as well. I've used that before. I'm in Manhattan. I've had coworkers, they're like, oh my gosh, you go to the spa so much. I'm like, I get a discount. Like I said, if you need any other guidance or just any ideas on how you could save and also practice that level of self-care, Fab on the Budget by Alicia Eads is available at Barnes and Noble's. And that was my main form of motivation for my book, Fab on a Budget, is the celebration and the belief that you don't need a fortune to feel fabulous, and just take care of yourself and show that, you know, self-care, and whether that's like DIY home decor or just like little things that you could do, fabulous finds, savings, and just take time to show yourself that, you know, that level of care and little luxuries here and there. Take care of yourself, be kind to yourself, and things that make you happy and things that make you smile. And now is actually the best time to focus on self-care, just due to this holiday season. The holiday season can be marked by joy, celebration, togetherness, but keep in mind it also can bring a form of stress because you're so busy and it may take an emotional strain on you. So caring for your soul, taking time to do little things to focus on your well-being, that's very key, because right now it's sort of like a whirlwind of events. There's holiday parties, there's shopping, there's commitment, there's family plans. So I know all about that. I know what it feels like to have all of these things going on and have so much to balance and prioritize. But the key is you do want to set appropriate healthy boundaries. That's a form of self-care, especially whether you're shopping around for others, or you're hosting an event, gatherings at your place this year. You want to make sure that those boundaries are in place, and just practice mindfulness. Make sure your spirit and that is lifted, and that you have that level of love, joy, and peace in the midst of the chaos. You want to make sure that that's your priority, so that you can manage your stress wisely during this time, during the holidays, and how that impacts you and how your mindset is adjusting to everything. The holidays is typically a time for togetherness, but not all interactions nurture the soul. There's some family members, we won't call them out on this podcast, but you know who they are. There's some people that just kind of ruffle your feathers. So be intentional about the relationships and keeping certain people around that uplift you and encourage you during this time, and be present with the people that you love, your loved ones, and that you're going to engage with, those meals, the gifts, and all of those great memories that you'll create during the holiday season. So it's important to not overlook the importance of nurturing your soul during such a busy time. And the holidays are a time to celebrate, have that laughter. Laughter is truly a good medicine, seriously. Engage in your favorite traditions, try something new, and whether that's baking cookies, decorating the tree, watching holiday movies, love holiday movies. Any activities that bring you happiness, you want to prioritize that. You need more of that self-care, that self-love, that laugh, and just fellowship during this time. Keeping things lighthearted, have fun, be in the moment, and enjoy yourself. And also, because this is the season of giving, simple acts of kindness can renew your spirit by showing others that love and spreading that holiday cheer. These acts can be simple as completing, buying someone coffee or complimenting someone, a stranger, that will just like brighten their day. Or you can practice paying it forward. Like I said, any little token. I always think of coffee, but anything that you want to do, or someone in the line at the store, allow them to go ahead of you. As we take the time to, you know, cultivate that self-care, small acts of kindness, we'll notice that our souls will feel more recharged from the day's heaviness, because it is a lot going on right now. During the holiday season, we must be extremely intentional caring for our soul. The care requires us to be self-aware of our needs and just prioritize what truly, truly matters to us. By fostering this level of meaningfulness and the connections, you're practicing gratitude, you're setting appropriate boundaries for those loved ones that are coming by for the holidays, and you're embracing the spirit aspects of the season, and you can create the holiday experience that nurtures your inner self, your inner soul. And remember, the holidays, they're not about doing more. They're about being more present, joyful, and at peace. So you owe it to yourself to continue to practice mindfulness and continue to show yourself that level of care. So thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me today on this episode. Until next time, I'll see you soon on Real Raw Relevant Podcast. Self-Love Matters Workbook by Alicia Eads is available on Amazon. Life can be challenging at times. As it's imperative that you focus on self-care, you must be active with your self-care routines, and most importantly, the self-love that you show yourself. If you want to be successful in life, you must step up your self-care routines. This workbook is designed to help you prioritize your goals, your self-reflections, your weekly lists, and focus on what truly matters, your happiness. In order to show yourself self-care, the proper love, you must first make yourself a daily priority. There are several worksheets that can help you understand yourself better, center your thoughts, and improve your overall self-care. So if you need any additional resources with showing yourself more self-love, I highly recommend the Self-Love Matters Workbook by Alicia Eads on Amazon. See you next time.